Galilee, why are you still standing here staring into the sky?
Jesus has been taken into heaven. But someday, just as you saw him leave, he will return.
Then shall appear the sight of the Son of Man in heaven. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
He's going to come in judgment. He's not coming as the Lamb now. He's coming clothed in fire, the scripture says.
The disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
In the last days, mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lust and saying, where is the sign of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. But the day of the Lord will come, Peter said, as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up.
Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that we should all come to repentance.
For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and all they also which pierced him. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
The sinners are going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them. Demons are going to flee in terror. The mockers and scoffers are going to fall as dead men before his vision. Those who forsook him and turned their back and rejected his mercy. There are no words to describe the terror of those who knew and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.
He answered,
the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. And they will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.